Stay tuned after this episode for The Rawest, a song by yours truly, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson. Stay tuned.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Alien modified men from apes. Hitler faked his death and then escaped. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts and the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably cloned. So when you're feeling all alone, grab a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get strange.
Welcome to the Strange Brew Podcast. I'm your host, Tomcat, aka Tom Thompson. And who else do I got here? Justin Taze.
And how do I get introduced today?
Sorry. Justin Taze.
Sorry, yeah. Sorry.
And then you know who we got.
Oh, Billy.
We got Billy in this bitch. Billy Curb.
The Kirby. The Stomper.
The Fucker.
So, I've never curb stomped anybody.
You're tuning into the Strange Brew Podcast with the boys. We're all dressed in green, and we're getting into some crazy subject.
Got our shot glasses and
we got our
hats.
Chains. We got my shirt says, "I'm so Irish, my liver hurts."
Mine is gay. I got it from work a few years ago.
It says Keith's me. I'm Irish. Because the beer is Keith's.
Yeah.
Fucking Irish.
It was a bar. Yeah.
Mine says Lamb of God because.
Lamb of God is a Christian metal group that is pretty shitty.
Really?
Just joking.
They're pretty good.
I'm shouting this out because this movie was phenomenal. I'm not lying. We're going to eventually do a podcast about this. But Lords of Chaos was an amazing fucking movie. It's based on Norwegian black metal and where it started. And a bunch of shit happened with this one group called Mayhem. Macaulay Culkin's brother plays the main dude, Roy Culkin, and he's just amazing. He does a really good job. That movie's fucked.
Sounds like it's going on a watch list.
Yeah, there's a guy named it just came out and it's fucking amazing.
Oh, it's brand new. I thought.
Yeah, it's very good. So what we're getting into, we're going all the way to Ireland and we're gonna be talking about leprechauns and how to fucking find them. I'm just joking. But I'm gonna butcher this probably sometimes, but we're going to Ireland.
We should be talking about how to find leprechauns.
We will eventually.
I'm a leprechaun. Come to claim me gold.
So that's a clip from Leprechaun that me and Justin watched. That's from the Las Vegas one. We're watching the original Leprechaun movie right now with sexy Jennifer Aniston. Me and Justin, the one that we fucked up on, we were going to do a podcast a couple weeks ago, I was telling him a story about growing up. My grandma lives in on Niagara on the Lake in Canada, obviously.
Oh,
Canada.
It's beautiful.
And she always lived since I've been able to understand anything. She lived in a trailer home. You probably have to pay a pretty penny to be in it. It's literally old folk. Like, just everywhere. It's a massive place for trailer homes. Not, like, trailer, like, almost, like, 8 Mile a bit. Like, they're not, like...
So
like,
it's kind of, like, run down, but I bet it's super fucking
expensive.
But they're
not
wheel-away trailers.
No, yeah,
they're
not like
homes.
Not, like, a trailer home.
Oh, no, I got you. That's out east or everywhere,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, Detroit, where Eminem came from, essentially. So she lived in this, like, whole community of old people in these trailers. But she was telling me these stories, which we'll get into, about leprechauns and the bad ones, which I didn't even know the name at the time. She just said they dressed in black. She called them black leprechauns. Not like black like skin, racist shit. Like black like they were like black magic. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like
black magic,
normal leprechauns are the good
dark.
Guys.
Who would see a black leprechaun and know it's a leprechaun, though?
You wouldn't.
You would need the green to say, oh, that's
maybe
a leprechaun.
Maybe
they'd
be red.
Like, when Tom dresses in green, he looks like a leprechaun.
Thank you. So, we always smoke weed on this. We'll probably smoke some bowls. I should roll the joint. So, it's...
A friend with weed is a friend indeed. But a friend with gold is the best, I'm told.
So that's like, his name is, I think his name is Warwick Davis. He's Warwick the guy that Davis played.
Warwick Davis is a gold digger.
He played the leprechaun, and there is a movie that just got released where they did it, and he wasn't in it and stuff. But we're just gonna start playing this in the background, get really us in the mood. This is some Celtic music.
Start dancing around now.
I know, play literally. Our
drums or we whatever have, the fuck goes with this shit.
We're drinking on Jameson.
We have drank a little too much Jameson today.
Oh, I'm fine. I've drank more than both of you guys.
I know.
Well, Tom is trying to he's keep super up. Short, but he weighs a lot, so...
Yeah.
I'm not that short, motherfuckers. So we're going all the way to Ireland, and we're going to be talking about some leprechauns. The most leprechaun legends can be traced back to the... I'm not doing this.
I'm done.
The most leprechaun legends can be traced back to the 8th century. Okay. So old... Tales of water spirits, which were known as Lucapan. That's what
yeah,
it is. Lucapan.
Yeah, because I learned Lucapan, that yesterday.
Essentially, which means small body. So it can mean you, skinny fuck.
But I'm tall.
It also
doesn't matter. You fuckers.
I've heard two stories too. Like supposedly they had a longer life expectancy, which doesn't make sense.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Unless you're Egyptian and you're fucking smaller your gods are a bunch longer. Of reptilian fucks.
Sorry.
Smaller dogs live longer, right?
No.
Oh, because kind of
Great Danes
thing. Yeah.
Die pretty fast. Yeah.
You don't have to pump as much blood, so your heart lasts longer.
Maybe that's.
It
thing.
Is said that these spirits merge with the household fairy. They're essentially a fairy that we're gonna get into episode maybe strictly on fairies because it is funny.
Because Tom's and interesting. A fairy.
Okay, no, I'm the only one that's sitting here that has a fucking girlfriend. You may have
I'm
a child.
Low, that's a low blow.
I'll take
that's
a dude
a very
now.
Big low blow.
If
that's
I need to.
And the funny thing is, they developed, in a sense, they were known for heavy drinkers. Billy's never
been
right on
this
podcast.
We're all fucking Heinz 57 at this
Who
point.
Gives a motherfucker? Leprechauns are supposed to be short as hell. Like, they're like,
tight.
No, they're like 6 inches, you fucking idiot. I'm gonna smack this
Are you
kid.
Over 5 foot?
Yes, I'm 5'7".
Oh, when did that happen?
At least you're not that tiny little 2-inch dude that
well,
fucking
at
least
you know, at least
skeleton
I'm not even gonna diss it. It's not worth it.
I'm just kidding.
According to the other researchers, the term leprechaun actually comes from the Irish term Leith Borgon, which means shoemaker. They were shoemakers. That's why in this movie, we're watching the original Leprechaun at the end. This is hilarious. He's tracing down trying to kill them and shit because it's a horror movie about a leprechaun. And they get all these shoes and they start fucking throwing shoes at him. And he keeps grabbing the shoes and cleaning them. He's like, this is filthy. This is
what
filthy. That's
fuck?
How they distract him. That's what, yeah, is by fucking getting him to clean shoes.
The instinct to clean yeah. is much stronger.
Like I said, we're drinking Irish whiskey, Jameson, which has existed since the 17th century.
Which I haven't had since high school.
It's very strong. I don't think I've ever drank Irish shit.
Yeah, I was going to say like grade 12, I think is the last time I had Jameson.
It definitely has a particular taste to it.
It does. It's potent.
It's good.
I'm a rum
Leprechauns
guy.
Are you guys are all drinking mixed drinks. I've Same. Had so many shots. Leprechauns are a type of fairy, like I said, though it's important to note that fairies of Irish folklore were not cute little pixies. They could be lustful. Give me that dick. I don't want to fuck it, oh yeah.
I don't want to.
Nasty.
I don't want to give it to you.
Or...
WikiLeaks.
These creatures who are magical dude. Might delight you one day, and then kill you the next day, if you displease them.
Sounds like my ex-girlfriend.
You mentioned her a lot, and I'm sure if she ever listened to this, she would hate you.
Yeah, she probably does.
Leprechauns are often described as wise old men dressed in green. Earlier versions, they were clad in red. I don't know what clad
means.
So
when did it change?
Like a red
then?
Cape?
No, they just wore red, essentially.
I thought they were wearing green.
That's where it started from. Before they started.
Oh,
and, I'm going to say this because I don't have this wrote out. So, especially in America and stuff, when they were building colonies here and in Canada, Irish were, people were very racist to the Irish. And honestly, black people, Jewish people, they all have their plight. But the thing is, Irish got made fun of and hated on a lot. And I don't know exactly, essentially, where it came from. Maybe the religious views. See, the motherfucker's cleaning shoes right now. See?
He knocked him out and then cleaned his shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he hates dirty shoes. Leprechauns hate dirty shoes.
You are pathetic.
So,
those are some nice shiny shoes, though.
He, the leprechaun essentially, like, the Irish were made fun of, racist. Justin didn't know about the potato famine. The potato famine was during 18...
I didn't know potatoes were so big.
Yeah, 1845 to 1847. The Irish eat a lot of potatoes. And if we have Irish listeners, I'm sorry if I butcher the accent or we get off all this crazy stuff.
But it's all in the name of fun.
A lot of Irish people associate with leprechauns, but also some of them don't at all. We made it a thing to... Essentially, St. Patrick's Day was...
So we just kind of like... put this on the Irish. We're like, these are yours.
Yeah.
They're like, what the fuck are they?
No, it has to do with folklore. You'll understand why soon. But St. Patrick's Day came over to the States and more people were celebrating it. And it was a way of looking at the Irish more favorably than that they're a bunch of drunken assholes.
Oh, so we're trying to help them.
Going to Ireland, I'm going to smash your fucking head in.
So we're trying to like make it feel better about all the racist things that we did.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, here, now you got leprechauns.
Irish were slaves before black people were. So
Chinese were too.
Chinese?
I knew Caucasians were. I didn't know where they came from.
Jewish people also have the worst plight because they were slaves to the reptilian Egyptians.
Egyptians, yes. Yeah.
I don't know why, but nobody likes the Jews. But people joke about David Icke and that when he's talking about reptilians, it sounds like he's talking about the Jews. They control all our banks and our systems. Very fucked.
Okay.
So they're normally bearded old men dressed in green nowadays with buckled shoes, often a leather apron. I've never seen that. And sometimes they wear a pointed cap or a hat.
That one was just wearing.
Smoking a pipe. Okay. According to Irish legends, people lucky enough to find a leprechaun and capture him, or in some other story, steal his magical ring, coin, or amulet, which me and Justin watched Leprechaun in the Hood before this started.
He is the bad guy.
Yeah, he's a bad leprechaun. Look, he's driving around in a little car.
That's sick.
So... On one note, we gave them leprechauns, and then maybe we did too much.
It comes from all different stories.
No, but like, pinned them to Irish.
We did the essentially, like, Americans and stuff, kind of, but they already had, there were stories before this of gods that they ended up turning into leprechauns. It's very interesting.
But were the stories saying Irish too?
They had the same
image. Like there is Irish people that definitely believe in leprechauns. I was watching a video and this guy has this tiny little shoe, okay? And he says that he went to a cobbler, someone that makes shoes.
Yeah.
He says, this is really fucking well made. And he's like, this is very good cobbler work. He took it to a doll maker in a museum kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he said, this is definitely not a doll shoe. It's like whoever made this, it wasn't for a doll.
It's a worn.
And this is a real shoe.
Could have been like a...
Tiny. I'm telling like fucking like that big. Like tiny.
Yeah, but I could see someone like you doing that. Like making a shoe that small and then like...
Not even like a child size. Is it like child size though?
It's like literally like a doll shoe. Like a tiny little doll shoe.
Maybe really like rich, worn? Famous.
This movie, he's a midget.
Kings
yes.
And queens.
Can you say that word anymore? He's a little person. I can't say midget anymore.
Is that a bad word to say?
Yeah.
No, midget is a race.
I feel not bad.
Racist.
I didn't even know that.
No, yeah, midget, you can't say that anymore.
You can't say midget.
They like being called little people. Even a dwarf is better because it's dwarfism.
That almost sounds worse.
I know it does sound worse.
Yeah, but it's the actual explanation
question.
To the chromosome or
would
whatever.
You fuck a midget? I would fuck a midget.
I have fucked a midget.
What? No, you have not.
I lost my virginity to
no,
a midget.
Didn't.
Like,
no, you didn't.
Like an actual midget or someone Tom's height?
Little.
If you guys keep fucking saying that shit.
No, not like a midget up to your waist, but a midget like up
anyone
to your nipples.
Under 4'8" is technically, or 4'6" or something like that is a midget.
So I'm
it
never
was
gonna dwarfism. Take your numbers again, right? Because you're wrong on the accurate height.
Oh my god.
You're
okay.
Midgets are like to your knees.
But essentially in all the
dwarfisms to your nips.
In all the stories they say that they're literally like this, like they're like 6 inches or fucking, or they go to like 8, like they're like little tiny creatures.
Yeah.
So they're like dolls, essentially.
Yeah.
Just alive dolls that are a certain brand of doll, I guess. This music's very upbeat.
I love it. I'm really digging this.
I jam this all the time, actually.
So, leprechauns are usually able to grant a person 3 wishes, like a fucking genie.
I thought it was just one.
Three. But dealing with leprechauns can be a tricky proposition. Yes. Leprechauns play several roles in Irish folklore. He is principally a roguish trickster figure who cannot be trusted and will deceive whenever possible.
Yeah, they're sneaky.
In the encyclopedia, spirit, fairies, leprechauns, and goblins, that's like literally like they're trickster creatures, focused, I don't know, folklorist, I don't know if that's a thing, but I guess it is, Carol Rose, often a typical tale of leprechaun trickery. This is a real story that has been told many times concerning a man who manages to get a leprechaun to show him where his gold is in a bush in a field where his treasure is located, right? Having no spade, that's an Irish thing, or shovel, the man would mark a tree with like a red ribbon, right?
Yeah, so he knew where it was.
And then he would run, get his shovel, and then when he came back to this field, every single tree had a red ribbon on it. Because the leprechaun tricked him.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, they're trickster fucksters.
He confused the fuck out of him.
There you go.
They're smart.
Just like, it's here, or it's
that's
not even here.
That's the most famous tale is Buddy going, grabbing a shovel, every tree. He looks in the field, everything is tied with a fucking red ribbon.
So,
and
go have fun.
How I did, like, but when my grandma used to tell me these stories, especially about the bad leprechauns, I remember me and my brother, I must have been like 8 or 9, and me just being scared shitless and sitting there and thinking, like, I'm going to see one in that window. Like, I'm going to see a little man.
So essentially, what do the black leprechauns, like,
we'll get
do?
Into them. We'll get it because there's a name for them.
Oh, okay.
Actually. So, yeah, in every field, right? And this is, they would have the red ribbon on. He's a trickster. He's a fuckster. He's a pain in the ass.
He
likes fuckery.
He's like Satan. The trickster
guy.
Yeah,
Satan was never a bad guy to begin with, so.
Okay. There is a line. Like,
Dr. Satan! Dr.
There
Satan!
There is a...
In the magical world, most spirits and fairies and other creatures have the distinctive sound that associates with them. Some entities, such as Irish fairy banshee, are said to emit a mournful wail or significant, like saying that they're there. That's
yeah.
I don't know how a banshee would sound.
Why are they doing that, though? I thought the whole point to them is to
no,
hide
that's
in
not
the
a leprechaun.
Show.
This is a banshee.
Oh, sorry.
A banshee is associated with other folklore of Ireland.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into fairies and weird
banshees
shit.
Banshees are not.
I have an episode right now.
A lot higher than
later
that.
On. What?
Banshees are normally associated with women, and it's a. I don't even want to do it.
You
I know
can
I
try.
Can. I know I can do it.
Try it, Justin. That's that. I feel like it's gotta be a little more. Droned out because
yeah, it'd be a lot more straightforward, but that was a girly scream.
I literally this bottle of Irish whiskey, I could see why how old it is. It's like, you know, back in the day it looks like pirate whiskey. You know what I mean? With the little label and
yeah.
The crown symbol on it and shit to do with like their culture.
It is good whiskey though.
In his collection of Irish fairy and folktales, W.B. Yeats offered an 18th century poem by William Erlingham, titled The Leprechaun or Fairy Shoemaker, which describes the sound, lay your ears to the hill. Do you not catch the tiny clamor, busy click of the elfin hammer, voice of the leprechaun singing shrill as merely piles of his trade? That's a fucking weird saying. Essentially, he's saying, if you put your ear to the ground, you're going to hear a bunch of...
You can hear that I've been
there. They're making shoes.
Yeah.
Oh my god. They're making shoes. That
why are
sense.
They so rich? Nobody knows.
Why are they so into shoes?
I don't know. That's a very fairy folktale. I'm taking a shot of the whiskey.
Yum.
That's a take home for you guys. Message us. Tell
yeah.
us
Strange
tell us
Brew
how, why
Strange Brew
shoes.
Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah. Let us know, because I don't know, and I'd really like to know why they're into shoes.
The 1825 publication of the book called Fairy Legends seemingly cemented the character of the modern leprechaun. Since that time, leprechauns seem to be entirely male, not always true, and they're solitary. Did you bring down my fucking vapor?
Oh, I recall being up there and I recall not hearing a please, so I just left
oh
it.
Oh, my have fun.
But you're being a
I
dick.
I left it here last time.
Oh, listen. The funny thing is, you'll laugh at this, it's the word lubricant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerk off cream.
Yeah, I wasn't going to laugh, but you told me to laugh, so I had to laugh.
We
I
did
actually
it.
Probably would have laughed if you didn't say anything.
Another word associated with leprechaun, first written in English in 1604 in a play. The honest whore. Wow.
The Honest Whore.
This is a play called The Honest Whore, but this is from 1604, so.
But, like, whores don't have to be dishonest.
No, this is the honest whore.
They don't have to be, but they aren't.
Yeah, no, hey, that doesn't contradict it, is what I'm saying.
You can fuck me, but just so you know, I have chlamydia.
Yeah, that's a very honest story.
That's an honest story.
I'm sure that's happened to someone.
Yes. By Thomas Middleton, or Thomas and Thomas. Two
what?
Thomas.
We got a Tom and a William in this story?
He picked this on purpose. That's
Thomas fun. Middleton and Thomas Decker. All
right, where's Justin?
There's no Justin's
in
this.
Fokker.
Justin is not an Irish name.
Yeah,
I guess you're all
done. I'm Irish, but it's
William's
not
an Irish name. Is it?
It's British, Irish, everything.
Really? Oh, I think of the East Coast.
William is like the oldest name. William Shakespeare.
That's what I think of, like East Coast.
William Shakespeare was a shill. He was a real person, but somebody else wrote his plays.
Which actually, you know what? I need to actually explain to people because it's phenomenal the amount of people that don't know this. My name's actually William. Billy is short form for William. It is
obviously
what? It is retarded.
You didn't know that?
It is retarded how many people don't know that. I thought it was obvious too.
If you're a
Billy is short form for William. There's not even B's in there.
It's one of the weird ones.
Well,
I get
why
it.
Do you call people Robert Bob?
Yeah, or Dick for Richard. Like,
yes,
there
Bob
are a couple.
Is Robert. Okay, so in this play, the line from the play states, "As for your Irish lubricant, the spirit whom is presumptuous in charms, thy lust haste in the wrong circle."
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
No Vaseline.
Oh no.
That would hurt. Leprechauns are thought to be one of many of the inhabitants in the fairy forts or fairy rings in ancient Ireland. It has been suggested merry tricksters of today may even be the modern incarnation of Euro-Celtic god the Lu, pronounced luck.
The luck
of the Irish.
The Lu?
The Lu. All
right.
The Lu. We're going to Ireland!
We got the Lu.
Lu was said to be the sun god. So I said gods, right? They knew about arts and leaders of, like, crafts and trickery and shit. I'm not even going to pronounce the the people of the goddess Danu.
I don't want to look because I couldn't do the last one, and that's embarrassing.
Manama.
All right, let's go. We got three grown men who can't pronounce
can't
a freaking English word. Which one?
It's not English. It's Irish.
The first part's tough.
Which one?
Right there.
Oh, sorry.
Tutha or Tutha?
They wouldn't say it the way
I'm
you say
I'm literally too drunk to see your laptop. It's all blurry.
Yeah, I can't see
how are you
word.
That drunk? I've had literally 7 shots over you guys.
Yeah, guys. You guys
okay,
are
I
out
weigh
of
nothing, Tom. I'm sorry I don't weigh 600 pounds and I'm I'm sorry.
Kay.
I'm sorry.
The forfeit five
I'm
going
to say
help,
if any females
tall.
Are listening to this, including our famous fan, Fine Honey. She had a choice between me and you. I'm pretty sure she'd go with me because
that's fair.
I'm a very handsome fucking dude.
I feel so
left and out. I got the... Well, Justin too, but I'm
single
saying,
too here.
I'm not single.
It's between me and Billy.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's
I'm,
all I can grow.
I'm growing my
grow
beard
my
just
cheek.
To see how long I can tolerate it for. I'm going to trim it, but I'm going to grow it. The last time
if
I had...
If you start now, wait till November, and then just say
I
start.
Don't want a mustache!
No,
it's a pedophile
you
thing.
You have a mustache right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, but I don't
you
know, want just
I used
wait,
to have
wait
just
until
a
November
mustache.
And say you just
it's
started
great.
November.
Oh, my God.
And you can beat everything.
Fucking honestly... Oh, my God. I just... This is a... Alright, I had off-topic dude with beards.
Like this.
Yes, that's fair.
I really love this music, but essentially it's just playing the same shit over and over.
I know, but I love it. It creates a good atmosphere for
it. Does. Suggest that leprechauns were originally beings that lived underwater. That's fucking weird.
That is, I've never
And contrary to today's depiction, they weren't all male. There were some, would you fuck... A leprechaun, female leprechaun, she's tiny. Your dick is the size of them, essentially.
I'd have to know what she looked like, because I've only ever seen the male, but you know what? We're in 2019 now,
Irish,
and I can't assume
Irish
the
women can
I'm
be
sure
pretty
be
hot,
fun.
But even with British people, I find some British accents hot.
Yeah.
And there's others that are like...
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
it's
boy,
like,
you want
away.
Me to come suck that cock of yours?
But if I hold on tight, can we do it while we go over the rainbow?
Oh yeah.
There we go.
I looked up why.
Marry it, and then divorce, and you get half her pot of gold.
As long as you win the kid. I mean, she's busy running around.
Yeah.
Running around, fucking hiding her gold. You're gonna win the kid.
Parent.
Yeah.
She's a trickster though. She'll be so tiny.
True. True.
She'd be so tiny. Tiny little.
Oh well.
Suppose when we get in the fairies episode, fairies have an elastic type of body, so essentially you could fit a fairy over your dick, but it'd be like those finger puppets you get from the dollar store that are like goblins and stuff.
It doesn't sound enjoyable. It doesn't sound like a fun thing to do.
Ah! They're screaming, yeah, or like try to shove it on
that's
your
like dick. That's like a finger condom that you're trying to put over your dick. Why would you do that?
This shit's very offensive.
In what world is that enjoyable?
The funny thing is, before we got into the, oh, look at the Irish, I'm a fucking drunken asshole, like, let's go get drunk because it's St. Patrick's Day. Fucking, sorry for that terrible accident. They were depicted as warriors with, they had a crazy appetite.
Yeah, I could see that.
They stopped,
like, that's even how they are now, though. Like, they're generically known as an angry group of people, but like
Irish in me. I just talked to a dude at work about what we're doing. But fucking angry.
But that's a big mix too. That's not just all Irish, right? That's also, I'd say, you're part Scorpio. That's a very big part of it.
You're a lot of Scorpio, a very big anger management. I'm the craziest.
I went to anger management
when I was 14 or 15, and I left after a week because I thought it was bullshit.
I know, you get so mad when I pick on you.
I'm so fucking calm. I don't get into fights unless people start shit. I'm a Gemini. Oh. May 30th.
He's a twin. He's got like a fucking thing glued to the side of his head.
I got a good and a bad.
You're like Peter Griffin there.
And Billy's the virgin. Billy's the virgin.
I'm the virgin.
You're a fucking Virgo. The funny thing is, though, that the female leprechauns, were essentially engrossed with luring away human men for secret adventures.
I would go. Absolutely.
I keep doing British. Go to Ireland. You want to come over here and I'll give you a good sucking, little boy?
You got the women version of that.
Yeah, that's
come
all
over here and I'll give you a good sucking if you wanted to come down to the Irish forest, and we'll come to the fairies and dance in the fairy circle.
I got three of those words.
The Irish accent ruins it. I don't know if I could do it now.
It's hard to do it for the opposite gender.
That's what I'm saying. Irish women can be super hot, but if it's like, well, boy, you want to come down and munch on my pussy? Would you like? That was Scottish.
I might be a little off.
So they would lure in men, but obviously there's stories about like fucking a man finding a little naked Irish woman. But the thing is, like, if you saw that, some like little woman that's maybe the size of the pop bottle over there, like dancing on the thing naked, being like,
I probably wouldn't be that intrigued, to be honest.
What the fuck is this? This leprechaun made his own little car and he flipped another car. Oh my god.
This movie is retarded. Dangerous. Are we getting into why they do what they do?
We're on the second part.
Kind of.
Oh, okay.
So, the characteristics seem to be continued at least until, like, the writing in the 1604 is when all this stuff started to ramp up. Okay. Earlier leprechauns were thought to be particularly mischievous, so they're assholes, and house-haunting drunkards. They would come to your house and they'd always be drunk. Imagine the little guy sitting at the end of your bed.
Just boots in your door.
Tiny little dude.
He's tiny. So, like, there's stories of people waking up and then seeing a little leprechaun, like, sitting on their shelf or something. And it's like, the thing about
shit my pants.
And that's why I said no cellars are safe, because you go down to your cellar, half the whiskey's drank it, and this little guy's like, it's hard to go back and forth.
I wouldn't be that scared of him though. Like, even if he could do something, I wouldn't be magical. That scared of something. That,
what if he's like
hammered out his mind
you
want to
fuck with me, Billy? Okay, your dick is only 2 inches. Like, just fucking, I was that.
Oh, yeah, I will never fuck with a leprechaun.
Yeah, because it could be like magic, because they're magical creatures, right?
Yo, I'd bow to that guy and be like, give it back.
If he turns around, I'm chopping his fucking head off. That's big.
Can you do that? Supposedly, they're very flexible.
Yeah, but flexible and an axe to the neck. Like, there's got to be a way to kill them. Is there a way to kill them? Are we getting into that? How do you kill a leprechaun? Is that
I don't know.
That's another one. Get
in
back
this movie,
to
they throw shoes at him to distract himself.
Yeah, but that's just distracting.
Oh, here I we go.
Kill him by
dirtying this is what my grandma told me. This, yeah. This is what my grandma told me about. So later on, there was actually a leprechaun's cousin, the Cobblehead Clean, also known as a clergicon.
Okay.
Okay. An Irish fairy that is always drunk and fucking rude. The clergicon got blamed for noisy nights and messy homes, especially in wine cellars. So the clergicon, hey boy, I'm going to down to Ireland. I'm going to fuck you up, you little bitch. I'm going to fucking rape you. I'm fucking wasted. Had you got any more whiskey? Literally, clergy
cons. What are people doing? Like, how did they get, like, they, it happens to them. What do they call the cops?
No.
Like, hello, 911.
There's
like,
a tiny little man in my throat.
Shit.
Yeah, there's
drank all my whiskey again.
God damn it. All my Jameson's gone.
They wouldn't even call. They'd write a letter
and
put it in the
just
mail
so
two
you
weeks
know,
later. It's
usually
too late.
We get 26. We have a fucking 40 of Jameson and it's halfway
fuck
gone.
Yeah.
Because I've been drinking it all.
Yeah, Tom, what the hell?
Because you need to relax.
On my Saturday night with my girlfriend, we used to start drinking at fucking 4 or 5.
Coming from the guy who was monitoring me on my own
booze
last week.
Well, it's because you pour massive drinks, bud. Enter now into the world of leprechauns' drunken cousin, the clergicon, also a shoemaker. Leprechauns are highly embarrassed by their drunken cousins. We don't know him.
he's
my
not
family
part of
to me.
That's what's
sheep.
A fucking Irish name.
At least they got some an Irish name.
O'Brien. Yeah, that's just
Damien.
That's
Damien's
just that's
really?
Not a fucking Irish name.
Yeah, Danny's dad's Irish, and he's born in Dublin or whatever, and he's, his name is Damien.
Why do you guys have different fathers, but you look the exact same?
Me and Danny?
Yeah.
No, we don't.
Yeah,
we have the same mom. Me and my little brother look the exact
weird.
Same.
Weird. I have the same dad as my brother, but not the same mom as my brother.
Yeah.
We
all have the
I
same mom,
like
and me and my little brother have the same parents, and Danny has a different dad.
Justin's stepmom is fucking my age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a person.
My
40, she, she's
like, Justin's stepmom
well,
is fucking...
27?
27. She's 26.
Wow!
His stepmom's 3 years old.
Actually, no. She just had her birthday. She's 27. 4 years
wow!
Older.
And his dad's in his fucking 40s?
What
she
a
dated
baller.
My brother.
Yeah.
She dated
is your
my
dad,
brother.
Is your dad rich?
No.
Okay,
no,
good,
he makes
good,
as
good.
Much money
maybe
as me.
He has
me.
A big way.
Yeah, okay. Just
that's
sure.
The only thing I can think of.
Anytime an old man like that gets with somebody younger, good for you, as long as you don't
but
have money. Because
some
I'm
women
yeah.
have broken families.
Yeah, that they're attracted
and,
to that, absolutely.
Or shitty dads, and they have a dad complex where they want
yes.
to get fucked and be called...
Yes.
I'll call you daddy.
I 100% understand that. Yeah, that's probably what it was. But
they're super embarrassed of their drunken cousin.
What a...
And they're known to totally dissociate themselves with them, not even acknowledging their existence. We don't acknowledge those fucking assholes over there. Essentially, that's what my grandma told me. She never called them clergicons, but essentially that's what she was talking about. The bad ones. The...
They come in, they trash the bar. The leprechaun's just sitting at the bar. He's like, nothing's going on.
I don't
what,
see him.
What bottle just broke?
Yeah. Jeff Rance has got a big
oh, that
shotgun.
Must be your guy.
Oh, just to mention, the movie they're watching, Leprechaun, the original horror movie, Jennifer Aniston is the fucking main character from Friends.
Gorgeous, too. Oh,
yeah.
My goodness. I've never
she's
seen
my really favorite celebrity crush, just because she holds up so well.
She was one of my favorite, only seeing her at 40
Nicholas
on.
O'Kearney, the 19th century folklorist. That's what I'm saying. I didn't know this was a thing, but I guess if you talk so much about folklore, you're a folklorist,
right.
I guess. In
makes
an
sense.
1855 description of the clergicon as a jolly, red-faced, drunken little fellow. So, think about this.
Jolly,
red-faced
drunken,
if you're an alcoholic...
A tiny Santa drunk.
He's got a
no, if you're an alcoholic...
Oh,
your blood vessels come to your nose and stuff.
I was with a kid at Swish LA before. It's the Canadian restaurant that me and Billy met at before you worked there.
It's only a Canadian restaurant?
Yeah, it's
oh,
not,
my God.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it's not in the States. I was with this dude, a kid I grew up with and shit, and he came to work. I came to work. He was already there. His fucking face had broken blood vessels
oh my
everywhere.
God.
His whole face was just like little blood vessels broken everywhere. And I was like... He's like, I didn't say anything to him. I didn't want to make fun of him.
Yeah,
and then he's like,
happening.
Don't, he's like, you're not going to ask me about my face? And I was like, I wasn't going to. He got so fucking drunk that he was throwing up all morning at work, where because of how much he was throwing up and what he was pushing out, his face, like his blood vessels in his face broke out everywhere.
That's borderline, like, you're going to die soon.
Yeah, that's like, you
he's still alive.
Kidney.
He's still a dick. He's the guy I stole my girlfriend away from when I was 17.
It was a joke for 10 fucking years.
The how hot Nico's mom was?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I changed the words from Stacy's mom to mom Nico's mom. Hot? His mom's like, his mom honestly is damn close.
Okay. It's pretty funny. Yes. So, based on the Roman god, right, we're just talking about the clergy, we're still talking about the clergycon, not leprechauns right now, the bad assholes. He usually had a wine bottle in his hand, drinking and singing away merrily. I'm going to Ireland, I'm a big...
bottle?
Yeah.
He's
so
a
ma-
whiskey bottle.
No,
he's a
he, liked, he's like, he liked wine. Back in the, when this legend started, wine was a thing, but the funny thing is, in the Bible, and
thing.
Even in Egyptian texts, it always said, know what it said?
What?
Never drink until drunkenness. You
some
get
people
looser,
like the taste,
you have
though.
Fun.
Some people like the
I
taste.
I like the
of
taste
it.
Too. I'm hardcore.
It makes you
like
go from being like the most angry,
see,
stressed
got,
out person
yes.
to being calm.
You guys
happy.
Never do this watch, right? This? Nothing. I just take a straight shot, no chase. But when you get 27, you might be able to do that.
I don't like, I've never really been a drinker though. I was always a stoner in high school, right? Like
I was both. Justin's gonna smell
fell
like minty.
Out of my thing.
If clergycons are mistreated, if clergycons are mistreated anyway, what? Okay, so essentially,
you've been pretty good. I'm not gonna.
No,
try.
If you if, no, if you, it's well, because how this is written out.
He knows the accent.
If the clergycon were mistreated anyway, essentially they fuck with you. They don't like that shit. They will wreak havoc on your Rome.
It'd
be so fun because you're
non-stop.
Like me. Like I'm like, you know, fuck the clergy con. Fuck these little midget fucks that are not even like tiny little creatures.
But they're magical still, right?
Yeah.
Just like a leprechaun.
See, oh, he shot some fucking silver into his throat.
See, this one I don't like though, because the leprechaun looks like really fucked up.
Yeah, but
like,
he's supposed to. It's
what,
a horror movie.
I know. That's
what
not what
me
you
and
think
Justin.
He's a
leper. What me and Justin just talked about today,
con.
We were watching
were
a leprechaun
with
in the hood. We were like, the fact that this
on the other
has
side of the water.
Now 8 movies, because the remake just came out. The fact that this that they made a horror movie on based on leprechauns.
That's awesome.
So many fucking times. I was at Justin.
He went to space.
I thought that the... But to get in the clergycon, so like, I honestly, like, I love leprechauns, but no one really knows about the clergycon, but I think they're way cooler almost. They're just a drunken asshole.
It's honestly...
They're so much
worse. Do they have gold or do they steal gold?
I don't know.
I don't
I'm
going to
say
that.
Something that you can cut out if you want, but I'm going to be risky with it. They... Newfies...
No,
just remind me of people from
Newfoundland. Oh, yeah, you can... It's great.
Newfies
a bunch of people that can't take any sort of harassment or criticism.
So if you're not from our country...
Aren't Newfies very much
influenced
by Irish and Scottish?
They're...
Based
honestly,
on fish
I'm just going to take this off my own head. This probably did happen when... People when people landed over here to start creating colonies in the 15th, 16th century.
Yeah.
Honestly, a lot of Irish people probably settled in Newfoundland
and
then probably like, fuck it, I don't want to go any further. I'm lazy.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm gonna stay here. Oh. Like,
maybe not that they're lazy. Maybe it's like this. I found a good
spot. No,
traveled all of that.
No,
they
out. No, that happens, and that's why literally like there's certain people. I think it's people in like Massachusetts. I can't say that fucking word. Massachusetts, where the Salem witch trials began and shit. But there was people that literally like. When it started, we started building and we started killing all the natives, which we will get into a whole native lore episode. And me and Justin genocide the natives.
Yeah,
literally,
we did a pretty bad thing.
We killed a bunch of people. This is not our land, and I 100% believe that. But putting people in reservations will never solve the fucking problem. If you put people, especially like natives, any person. There's a very, and this is stereotypical, but it's also very true, native. So you're literally segregating them. Let's put them over there.
But that's what they're kind of not doing, right? Like, that was the only middle ground, because we're not saying you have to be there.
But they
can
do.
Go anywhere they want. They can go
live
anywhere they want.
But they have to follow our rules. But we still.
But that's what I mean. It's either us or them, right?
Honestly, if you're a native, I honestly grew up with native best friends, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we were the bad leprechauns.
I told it, no.
True
I've
enough,
told
yeah,
this,
we were, we probably sent them to, lepers.
I've told this to Justin.
As a con
gets
with
sad.
Gold. It's a matter of spreading your genes, though,
I,
and taking over the population,
think,
right? With family rights.
I don't think you can say that's why they exist.
That, no, that's
no,
it. No,
but because...
So, born hypocrites, we're still talking about the clergycon, the bad leprechaun.
Oh, I thought we were talking about me now.
me too.
Born hypocrites, they steal everything in sight, the clergycon. Leprechauns still would do
oh,
this.
Oh, sorry. I just want to say I'm not a hypocrite. I'm a narc.
So, yeah, and you can listen after this episode for a song called The Ross that I already mentioned that I'm gonna play after this. But the clergycon will steal everything in sight, but they don't really see it as dishonest. They're mostly, like, they're a dishonest servant or a human drunkard. They will torment the victim, jumping from case to case. So, essentially, these little beings are like, come over here. Like, oh, fuck.
It's almost like a leprechaun changes his outfit when robbed these people to
yeah.
fill his pot of gold.
Yep, essentially. The leprechaun are said to always be drunk. Which we are definitely getting on this podcast, and we're having fun. This is my favorite
yeah.
episode.
This is a good one. I like the leprechauns.
And they're very surly. Like, come over here, I'm gonna fuck your pussy. I'm gonna.
I don't want to do that. I don't want to walk over there.
Hey, everybody.
You come here, and I'll do it.
You should go to a sales.
Yeah.
A sales meeting.
So imagine
you don't even gotta duck
going
down
to your
or
cellar.
Lay down. They just walk
yeah.
up and.
So
nom,
in
nom,
Ireland, especially back then, you'd have cellars. Not
yeah.
for like what we have a basement that we're in right now with all my horror memorabilia.
Yeah, you get your wine
and it's like stuff. It's all your wine and shit. And you go down there and there's this drunken little man being like, "Hey,
your wine's all fucking gone.
Hey, you want me to crawl inside your pussy? I can see how well I fit." So like he's an asshole.
That's why I don't get women.
He'd probably be like, "Oh, I like your cunt. Is it shaved or is it not shaved?" I'm not doing an Irish accent for this because essentially they're assholes.
They never shaved
fair.
Back
you
then.
Know what? I think a lot of women have that exact sentence said to them.
I get drunk.
Hey, you
want to
crawl into my pussy?
Time,
hey,
so.
Just imagine.
Or I just changed one as.
Just imagine
a
leprechaun. A woman's super horny. She's laying out naked, and I think about like a leprechaun just sitting in her pussy like a little bathtub. You know what I mean?
What? That's a nice picture.
It's like resting his arms on her labia lips and being like.
I love that picture. Thank
that's
you.
That's a little warm in here. Many fables.
I'm gonna think of that next time I
rub one out.
I look at one.
Many fables suggest they go out at night, wreaking havoc on farmers or on the whole countryside by tormenting the sheep and dogs, riding them bareback and causing mayhem. Imagine looking on your farm and it's like, "Woo, hey, yo!" It's like,
get off my fucking dog!
It's like this thing's just holding the dog hair, riding it like a motherfucker.
No, I think that'd be awesome. I'd be like, "You can live here."
What are you doing, Billy?
I need to check the Toronto Maple Leafs score.
Oh my god.
Woo!
Fuck
we're gonna
hockey.
Get free booze.
I am Canadian and I fucking hate hockey.
Alright, you're paying for your booze.
Me too.
I don't know what poteet is. I think it's like a fucking drunken tea.
I feel like that was just a type. Are they good at music though, or are they just like music?
Listen
are
to this
good
shit.
Musicians?
They probably came
did
up with
it. Did they make
this.
That? Or did they just like to dance to it?
This is Celtic music.
I bet
the good
leprechauns made
that. Where this all came from too, and this is actually Celtic
no,
music,
it was a
which
trick.
Is Irish music. To do with all folklore and stuff. A lot of times, like especially Irish, were like they when before the Christian faith and Catholic faith, especially in Protestants, took over before the good old potato famine.
That's where they got.
It
the
was
money
all paganism, right? And essentially, me and Justin have talked about this. Paganism is essentially Satanism.
Yeah.
It is a belief that is not your normal belief.
Yeah.
If you don't want to believe in, Islam, Catholic,
is
Christian.
Any
fucking,
belief
honestly,
against your other beliefs considered Satanism to everyone around you in that belief?
Essentially, that's what paganism was. Satanism,
okay.
Not good, but paganism was
get too deep into
you
that.
Were against
yeah.
every other religion. You want to do you. That's why. That's
oh, religion doesn't count.
Yeah, that's what I do. That's what,
Satanism.
That's why
sure.
I believe in Satanism, and I
sounds like a different
the
podcast,
Satanic
though.
Bible is muy benoited. It's fucking delicious. It's an amazing book. You won't read it. I know you fucking
that's the
won't.
One
no,
I got
I,
right
I'm
now.
Interested, but you just
Justin's
need to,
Justin's a big reader.
I'm about to read.
I'm
this
literally
one. It's getting
I'm
nice
I
enough
will.
Out to
I
read
will,
this.
I swear to God,
okay,
because
the beliefs
I'm interested in.
The beliefs are and it's a small book and the beliefs are so fucking New Testament
oh
or Old Testament.
Hold on, I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
No.
Just one thing. Okay. We got it? All right.
Ew.
If you're gonna say, like, who knows why he does, if, okay, again, coming from a place of somebody that doesn't even believe him, but maybe he doesn't want worship. Maybe he wants you to spend your time doing those things so you don't do bad things. Maybe he doesn't actually care that you're doing that itself. He just gave you an option to, hey, you don't want to lie or cheat, go do this.
Maybe God is the apple
tree.
That's off the top of my head, but who knows, right?
Read the Old Testament and then read the New Testament.
But there
it is
totally
completely fucking different.
Yes,
there's
there
a lot
God
of shit
is
cut
a fucking
out.
Asshole that drowned the entire planet, and fucking Noah was the only one that survived with him and his wife and his fucking two kids and these animals that fucking, think about it. You have a lion and you have a deer, okay, in a boat.
Yeah.
What do you fucking think a lion's gonna do? Is eat the deer.
Breathe.
No, Ram, we're
not
good.
Even a talk.
We're good. I want this to go a while. We're getting all that. So they drink this weird protein. They all they like they have musical talents. So do you think that
is
like
it stuff like a drug or just like an Ovaltine?
So I think like, maybe a drug. Honestly,
maybe it's like opioid.
But there is leprechauns.
Yeah,
listen,
maybe.
Okay, listen. There is leprechauns that have been sighted. Where is it? Some certain place. Oh, fuck, can't remember where it is. Iceland, I think it is, with the fairies and stuff.
Okay.
And magic mushrooms grow everywhere.
Yeah.
So imagine this, and I believe
you
reach different realities, and I'm shouting this out. If you guys have to listen to this, when Joe Rogan had Alex Jones on, Alex Jones is like, he's like, what's your longest podcast? And Joe's like 6 hours, man. And he's like, well, we're going to go fucking as long as we can. And I'm like, and Joe's like, Joe Rogan's like, no. They
oh
did. Everything is never what we fucking think it is. And
so
it never fucking is. And that's why, honestly, anything is possible.
So what's
who
the purpose of having an opinion?
We're all receptors in a giant brain.
If leprechauns actually exist. So Alex Jones talks about this thing about these people all being on ayahuasca, and they all, six of them, see this creature, this elven creature with pointy ears coming out of a forest. They're in a forest where they went to Peru, they did ayahuasca. Usually you shit your brains out and you throw up like mad for a half an hour. I really want to do ayahuasca. But then you trip for hours on end. And these people were all seeing, six people, all seeing an elven creature.
Oh,
elven creatures.
Yeah.
Yes. And he said,
people can have
No.
Yeah,
but he said, he's like, when you have when you have a trip, everyone has an individual trip. If you have six people seeing the exact same thing, that is not a trip.
That is a thing, though.
No, but it's, no.
Like,
that,
no, like,
one person
actually,
said
no,
something,
like,
the
not
other
just
person.
Trying to bug you, like, that is a thing. Like,
yeah.
Maybe slightly, but.
Puff the Magic Dragon
no.
was made about a bunch
look,
of guys that smoked
yeah.
a bunch of pot and went
yeah.
and seen a magic dragon in a cave.
Look at shit. Honestly, every time you do mushrooms, any hallucinogen, acid, anything, you all have an individual trip. It's very, very fucking rare that anybody, if we all started, we all pop mushrooms right now, okay? We all ate mushrooms.
Yeah.
There's
no
fucking
rare,
way.
Sure.
It's very rare.
Yeah,
so six people all see these
plausible.
Elven creatures, okay, come out of this forest, all peeking their heads out, okay?
I'm just starting
and
to
I
trip and
you
said,
and I, convince
I
you.
See this,
yeah.
I'd be like, and I'd start
yeah.
seeing it. Like, I'd lose
I
my
want to
shit.
Who knows,
right? Like, it's
I
so
just
hard
kicking
to
into everywhere.
I've never had a bad
the
trip.
The worst day of my life.
Chill, we've been going for a while. We have to get back into this leprechaun
shit.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
okay.
that on the
but
mushroom.
I will get Billy to do mushrooms with us.
Yeah, I will not do mushrooms with
you. The funny thing is, so, however, become so drunk that their hand couldn't hold the tiny hammer. So leprechauns were so
that's
drunk that they couldn't like, I'm trying to build this shoe. Why did they have a pot of gold?
Why did they use a hammer to make
no.
a shoe?
Huh. Why? No, because you. So how you would make a shoe back in there? You have leather. You put up and
yeah.
you have and you would nail little tiny nails into
little
the side
pegs
of the shoe
in there to hold it together.
Why were they so rich? Why did they have a pot of gold?
Their inheritance.
Their counterparts.
Yeah.
Those
were
hustlers that the motherfuckers are like, hey buddy, can I borrow $20? He's like, go fuck off, Greg.
They were spreading
the dress
a disease
code,
to the Irish
course,
and offering gold and wishes.
The dress code, of course, would vary in regions of Ireland. Ireland gained its independence in 1922.
Wow, that's late.
People don't realize, honestly, Canada didn't get its independence till like I think it was like 1972. It's Canada.
No, we're over 50 years old.
150
yeah,
years.
150 yeah. years. So we didn't get our
We don't have 18, independence. Yeah,
1875 or some shit. It was, I know it was 75, 76. It was a 70 number. 1870 something. I showed a guy at work a video of shapeshifters. She'll never listen to it anyway. And he essentially said that, like, oh, I don't believe you. So I showed him a video of literally Hillary Clinton's eyes sucking back into her eyelid. Rolls out another one of a reptilian descent. And this is where... So, natives and Navajos... Kind of.
That could have been Photoshopped,
no,
though.
No, it's not. It's could not. Have been. It's not. You... Jesse Ventura...
I gotta see this. I've never seen this.
Honestly, I'll show you this. Jesse Ventura, a massive conspiracy theorist, tried to go against David Icke. He went during David Icke's, like, literally live meeting, like, when he did a live show.
This is the man with the Bigfoot footprint.
Yeah, and Jesse Ventura tried to go against him, and they went to modern-day video analysts, and he said, you would have to literally... Like, this would take a lot of money to duplicate this. You can't do this with modern-day CGI, okay?
Just to add an eyeball?
No.
Like, it wouldn't really.
Eyeball shifting, no.
And not be able to crack the code through a computer.
Yes, yes. So not be able to see how it's manipulated.
They zoom in and amplify everything so much.
So all these things exist. No.
There's always that Chinese kid that's
I guess. I've been there for three years making it.
We have literally quantum physics, okay? Something that's real science said we have 600 different dimensions that correspond with Earth, okay? 600. So,
I was just saying that Hillary Clinton could have been photoshopped.
Think about me and you sitting here, right?
Yeah.
We're talking about this?
Yeah.
While we're sitting here, there's over 600 dimensions corresponding with this dimension.
Yeah.
So there could be over thousands of entities watching us at the same time. And we can't see them.
Well, I'm just super happy I'm in this one because Toronto's up 2-0.
And they can't all watch us.
If you win, if Billy wins this, he's gonna have a shitload of money.
Woohoo!
So we're gonna get right into this.
I bet on the other team. Do I win all your shit?
They always have silver buckles and on their belts and on their shoes.
I thought silver hurt them.
Like not like werewolf. I don't know what she shot into his mouth. The funny thing is, they're said today to be very proud of the fact that they are leprechauns. Okay, like they're like, oh, we love being leprechauns.
But the good ones do.
This is hilarious. So the clergycon, we're getting back on the bad assholes. The clergycons would appear to haunt cellars of a Quaker gentleman called Mr. Harris. Apparently, the cook would leave a meal for the clergycon, and for this service, the clergycon would manage the cellar.
He'd drink all his wine!
No, so this motherfucker would leave them wine, and these drunken little assholes would...
he'd brew it and just put one bottle every day.
These leprechauns, or clergycons, bad leprechauns, the clergycon would essentially rearrange his cellar due to, like, alphabetic... You know what I mean? Like,
how many times can you do that?
Hello. We are talking about leprechauns. Yeah.
Good thing I had this on. Honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
I spilled a bunch of whiskey everywhere. I'm sorry, boys and girls. So the funny thing is, like, people will leave out things for leprechauns and clergycons.
As, like, offerings?
No, offering to fuck off, essentially. I'm going to leave you bread, I'm going to leave you wine, I'm going to leave you beer.
That's an offering.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Offerings to the gods, offerings to the assholes.
Don't fuck with my shit.
So the clergycons or whatever have enough pride?
The clergycon would the clergycon would manage the cellar. So
do you trust them?
No, alphabetically put the booze together. So here's
Jameson
got like Canadian shit with they were like
But, like, no, but do you trust them that they're going to keep their word? Are they honest?
After an exhausting day, the cook only left a small amount of meat and some potatoes. So, Irish love potatoes.
Yeah, the potatoes from the potato famine.
The Irish would, they didn't really like, they love potatoes. So, the Irish, I'm sorry if I'm pushing this, but I'm going to do it.
Wait, I do it.
The Irish would go and they would get the potatoes, and when the potato famine was, they would like essentially fuck with them. So the leprechauns would come in and be like, "Hey boy, I just want to get a little drunk." And the thing about they don't care. Leprechauns are bad. The clergy con will fuck you over. They don't care. Okay.
I'm thinking leprechauns are good now.
In one story,
the clergy con, after this woman didn't give them enough meat and potatoes, they gave him potatoes to the fucking clergy con.
He went from a
So they marched upstairs. Imagine a bunch of little people being like, "Hey, ha, ha, ha,
hey." You're fucking done.
Yeah. I'm running.
That was 2 ounces of meat, not six. Yeah.
Their legs don't move as fast as me.
Yeah. They marched upstairs, and they took the bewildered cook, and they dragged her down the stairs and beat her.
How many of them were there?
These little assholes.
They're magical.
They literally like, okay, think of Gulliver's Travels. You guys know Gulliver's Travels,
right?
I've heard of it.
I think I know it.
If you've never seen the Disney movie, you guys are very young.
It's a space movie.
You guys on everything.
Okay, get this. Leprechauns are notoriously sensitive and about their demeanor and stature. So they're pissed when you talk about how short they are.
Yeah, they got a little bit of anger issues.
So
he is a leprechaun. He is.
So
the gold he's got.
You
where's your gold?
You both skinny assholes. I could squish your faces into one. Billy's super sensitive, so if you want to date Billy or Justin, they're both.
I love he just threw Justin under the bus there.
Yo, Justin, you look so much more sober than this kid does.
Like Jack the Skeleton's wife?
No. Drunken,
like a
drunk Swedish Frankenstein.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. Frankenstein is probably a drunken Swedish man.
Yeah,
actually,
he's very ripped.
Okay,
yes, we won. We won.
Why does he
have? Game over.
Yo, no way.
You don't need that.
Just take a drink. No, wait. You have a drink. You have a drink still.
There's six beers.
Go get your beer.
Can you grab me a beer?
Yeah.
Justin.
Irish is very sensitive.
Yeah, grab. So this is why all the stereotypical things came into play, essentially, is because St. Patrick's Day is literally based on people being racist towards the Irish. Yesterday was National Women's Day. Terrible. Oh my god, I'm isolating that fucking clip. Justin says all men are sexy.
No, some men.
Okay, hey, honestly.
You did? Did you say all or some?
Right.
Some. Oh, okay.
We're all good looking men. Billy,
no
move up.
Hear this.
Yeah, no one's gonna hear this in general.
I have no idea.
You're gonna hear a lot of fucked up parts of this.
Popular notion of the little fellow, they're flamboyant in dress. That's why I said that, and they dress in green, and they're very keen to honey. British accent.
As soon as people started.
Come on, stop! No, he doesn't. Honestly, just do your Australian.
That was British as hell.
Yeah,
that was
British. I can't quite do the Australian.
Okay, do your British.
That was pretty good.
My British is pretty damn good. But
your British is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
I'm British. Well, trying to learn. Yeah, they hear or they think better than us with their alcohol. As soon as alcohol came into the product or became a product and was sold and offered off to people, they took it awful or took it greatly and they became angry or they became happy.
Yes.
And it was they're gonna hop on boats and come all the way. I have no problem that was Jamaican at first.
So they're essentially horrible fucking drunks, and let's get into weird facts. Of course, leprechauns and legends are cited aren't just limited to Ireland short stories. Says that the reporter wrote a series of columns about the country of leprechauns, Ireland, in 1947. The reporter Dick Fagan, Richard Fagan, which is Irish.
Dick Fagan.
Fagan.
The
reporter wrote a series of columns based on this country, and he wrote how we spotted a leprechaun and captured it. He used his wishes to get a park of his own. This is very interesting. And leprechauns tricked him. The leprechauns
they gave him land.
Yeah.
He wanted land,
and they gave him it, but this was in...
Not gonna lie, I think leprechauns are just short lepers.
They often would spot the leprechaun, and they wrote a series of columns about the country of leprechauns and 1947, the reporter Dick Fagon spotted one of these leprechauns digging a hole. I'm going to step through my accent. They spotted a hole. This little man, he's digging a hole, okay, outside of this guy's window. He captured this leprechaun, okay? He used it to grant him wishes to get this park, a park of his own. But the leprechauns tricked him and gave him a hole in the ground instead. The 2-foot-long patch of ground was officially a park in 1976 and serves, honestly,
for two people's arms length.
Yeah.
You got two people's arms length for what?
So,
a pot of gold?
Yeah, reach out your arms, and essentially this leprechaun gave him gold. And this is something that's in, I think it's in Alabama. Okay, there is
when did the fucking lepers go to, leprechauns go to Alabama?
That's what I'm saying, they're everywhere.
Sweet home Alabama. Leprechauns are
coming. Fucking your asshole. Literally, this is why me and Justin, honestly, this is crazy. Literally, this is a park in Alabama that is dedicated to leprechauns because supposedly we have this myth around it. Okay, this is crazy. And there's literally a fucking sign in this park in Alabama that says, like, be careful of where you tread because there's leprechaun homes underneath the ground.
That also caused a lot of lore, though. It started from lore, right?
Yeah.
So the lore brings them in, and if they have leprechaun grounds,
yeah,
that's a money trap. That is the leprechaun set up a money trap right there to fill the pots of gold.
There's literally Irish folklore
buried
that
under red
tag
trees.
Don't mention the leprechauns or you'll bring them towards you.
Yes,
I would
like
love to see a little man come and drink my I got whiskey for you, bud. Honestly, if there's a leprechaun
if a
leprechaun's going on, we've literally had a 40 of whiskey, and I'm fine. I'm fine.
Yes, you are doing fucking phenomenal, but we got like 2 more paragraphs.
I know.
Oi. Oi, matey.
Oi, be going to Ireland with Billy.
I'm Canadian, eh?
Yeah, we're all Canadian.
You want to take some maple syrup and
shove
it up your...
This literally town has a whole park developed for leprechauns. Billy's like tripping his brain up, being like, what the fuck? Look, there's a whole park due to leprechauns.
Yeah, he's talking about Smurfville.
Yeah. And so the reporter Dick Fanagan spotted one of these leprechauns digging a hole outside of this window, and he captured it. So imagine looking at your window, and there's this little short motherfucker digging out a hole, being like, my boy, I'm just looking for my gold. Don't worry about me.
Yeah, just some midget digging for his shit you built your house on.
So, he tricked the leprechaun into giving him the ground instead of what he was looking for, right?
Yeah.
And essentially, it came to where the ground became an official city park in 1976 and serves as an epicenter of town St. Patrick's Day festivals. So, when we're recording this, we're a week away St. Paddy's Day. This will be post close to St. Paddy's Day.
It's St. Paddy's Day for you guys.
Yes, that's why we're doing this. And in this town, in Alabama, they got motherfuckers that will literally get drunk and come to this town in this area, this park, and will get drunk around this park because of this.
That sounds like Alabama. That sounds like what Alabama would do.
Partying.
And wouldn't you think that Alabama is like... It's close enough. David Duke...
Everywhere you go is awful.
No, David
Everyone
Duke,
is
the
awful.
Founder of the Ku Klux Klan, originated near Texas.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah,
Texas is very racist.
Look up David Duke.
The southern,
no
the
gays,
states.
No blacks.
So...
Yeah, it's not surprising.
The luck may not be on the side... Okay. The luck may not be on the side of the makers or the social with
leprechauns or the creators,
right?
The makers, or
then,
the gods.
Hey, ready? Whoa! And then 1993, leprechaun
1993.
The leprechaun horror movie that stars Warwick Davis and a homicidal leprechaun trying to steal back his pot of gold, and the lead of the film, the Friends star, made a big screen debut in this horror movie that spawned sequels, including Leprechaun 4, Leprechaun in Space.
The Leprechaun in...
Everybody's gotta go to space.
Literally, there is a fucking park in Ireland, okay? That says that leprechauns are an endangered species and you cannot invade on their territory.
So you can't go into that park.
Yep. Huh. And you can't... No, you can go in the park. You can't fuck with them.
You can't go in their house.
I hope I even see one to be given the option.
They're protected underneath European law. In the town of...
They wrote a law.
European, not Irish. In the town of
Collingford... The same Irish town where J.P. O'Hara spotted the first leprechaun in the infamous story of leprechauns serves as an official protection land for the country. It's under 236 law, remaining that living leprechauns, according to the law, is filled with the European it's Union.
It's like actually in like their constitution.
It's in their constitution. If you see a little shoe prints. Huh. So, if...
This guy's child ran on my
lawn. If you go to this area, okay, the landscape is asked by hikers that go there to tread lightly in sense that they do want to tread lightly. Do not tread heavily because...
Don't be stomping. You might
tread lightly.
You might miss these little dudes
heavy
off.
Leprechaun-ized area... And warning those in search for gold. According to the site, hunters and people that want gold, yeah. You are not allowed on this land. You can if you specifically want to go here just for to find leprechaun's gold, they will kick you out.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say kill you.
No,
I know I've said a million times they're probably lepers, but maybe they took the lepers and said, hey. You're short-looking, short, scary looking.
We fucked up. This didn't hit. Okay, we did. Yeah, we did.
I'm like, I'm not doing it.
No, we did. We did.
Leaving. We got
no.
Darts.
It said no.
So I'm hoping this.
Stay tuned and honestly listen to my song and get into this. Strange Brew Canada, the Instagram page. Billy Kirby. What's your fucking?
Billy Kirby.
No one's gonna listen to you.
Just a taste.
I'm the rawest definition of what God is. I arrived on a starship, all the Earth girls know I'm the hottest. I'm the rawest definition of what God is. And I arrived on a starship, all the Earth girls know I'm the hottest. In the galaxy, my sex is practically like the porn you watch on your flat screen. Black TV, this world, nothing but a bad dream. Naturally, that means that this world's actually not as it seems. And you don't have to see to believe that after we die, it's back to real life. Oh, you think this is real, right? Because you breathe, taste, and feel. I think you're fucking sheep. You're disgusting me, ugly, busted cheap. Fucking tease, another sleaze. Wander on the streets, honey, please. You got a Z's, it wasn't me. Because my fucks are clean. Your cuts are streams of blood in the bathtub. Of course you love a back rub from my strong hands of mine. Your life's cut short when you're fucking with the sands of time. You're not a leader, I thought I saw fear. Now go fucking stand in line. I can't help when I see a hot chick to yell, damn, you're fine. I'll be obnoxious if you're talking about your tan lines. Because I have a man's mind programmed. The slow dance, the slow jams, hold hands, and pretend romance isn't having no pants. Born has given kids no chance at thinking right, till they're old man with wrinkling eyes, drinking whiskey high, thinking why is this whole world a freaking lie? Thinking I might flip and die any day now, but nobody dies. Just find a grave and lay down, get some rest, cause we're all slaves bound to the fear of death. I'm the rawest definition of what God is. I arrived on a starship, all the Earth girls know I'm the hottest. I'm the rawest definition of what God is. I arrived on a starship, all the Earth girls know I'm the hottest.